I had a guy tell me one time, he said, Rick, you know, I worry so much. I guess I just don't love God enough. That's the reason I worry. I just don't love God enough. And I said, nope, you're wrong. You're way off base. You're dead wrong. The reason you worry so much is not because you don't love God enough. The reason you worry so much is you don't know how much He loves you.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue with our series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. In it, Rick shows us what it means to truly be spiritually connected to God and to each other through the power of God's love and God's Word. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get this 8-message audio series on either CD or MP3, plus a brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, just by supporting this ministry financially. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message, or you can just text the word daily to 99000 to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part 3 of a message called The Prayer of Connection.
1 Peter chapter 5. Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. He cares. Circle that. He cares. He is a caring Father. Now, actually, the word here for cast all your cares, you might write this in. A better word would be drop. Because when we hear the word cast, we think of having to throw something a little distance. When I hear the word cast, I think of like a cast on your leg, or I think of when I'm out fly fishing, casting a rod or casting a stone across the water. That's not this word at all. This is like if you were holding a huge boulder that you could barely hold up and you couldn't toss it 3 inches, much less 3 feet. And what God says to do is just let it go. Drop it. Let it go. It's not throw that big burden away. It's just drop it. How much energy does it take to drop something? Zero. Gravity does all the work. All you have to do is relax. Now listen very closely. If you're ever going to learn how much God cares about you, you must learn to relax. Because as long as you're uptight and you're worried about your future and you're worried about your job and you're worried about, am I going to have a baby? Am I going to get married? And on and on and on, whatever. As long as you're worried, you are not relaxing. And while you're not relaxing, you're not understanding the caring of God. He says, let it go. Drop it. Cast all your cares, all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. Now, notice the second word. Circle the word all. Cast all your anxieties. I looked up this word all in the original Greek, and the word all literally means all. Very profound. It means that includes everything. Does God care about your house payments? Yes. Does He care about your grades if you're going to school? Yes. Does He care about the sales you need to make this month? Yes. Does He care about your health? Yes. Does He care about your dating life? Yes. Does He care about if your face breaks out? Yes. You laugh, but He does. Does He care if you get an upset stomach and have gas? Yes. There is nothing God does not care about in your life. Cast all your anxieties. Anything that's worth worrying about is worth giving to God. You just give it to God. Cast all your anxieties on Him because He cares for you. There is nothing God does not care about in your life. Does He care about your success or your failure in life? Of course He does. He is a caring Father. You have a heavenly Father who is aware, and you have a heavenly Father who cares. He's caring. And He's concerned about every single detail of your life. The Bible says He knows every hair on your head and their original color. He knows it all. Now the Bible says this, Matthew chapter 6. So don't worry Don't worry. Saying, what are we going to eat? Or what are we going to wear? Your heavenly Father, that's the caring Father, your heavenly Father knows you need these things. How many of your fathers? Can I see your hands? How many of your fathers? Yeah, okay. You know, we've got about 600 of our dads over in Murrieta Hot Springs this morning at our annual men's retreat. Fathers, do you want your kids to worry about, are we going to have enough to eat? Of course not. Do you want your kids worrying about, am I going to have any clothes to wear? Of course not. Caring dads take care of those needs. They care for their kids. Even though we are imperfect, sinful, and often quite selfish, I care that much about my kids. I want them to have enough to eat and enough to wear. And God says, now look, if you being imperfect care about those things, don't you think that I, who am the essence of love, the only reason you're able to love is because you're like me, made in my image? I am the essence of all love. Don't you think I'm constantly thinking about your needs? I love you that much. You see, the point is this. Whenever we begin to doubt the love of God, there's a warning light. It's called worry. Worry is the warning light, bomp, 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 that you have forgotten how much God loves you. Worry is the warning light, you've stopped realizing how much God cares. And we always get into trouble when we doubt God's love for us.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Instagram, go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
As you may know, Pastor Rick's Daily Hope is a listener-supported ministry. It's your prayers and financial gifts that make it possible for this broadcast to continue going out to a world that desperately needs to hear about the hope found in Jesus Christ. We are so very thankful for each and every prayer and gift you send. That's why today, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we're going to send you a boxed set of this entire 8-message audio series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. It's our way of saying thanks for your financial support. But that's not all. We're also going to send you the brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, featuring 6 fresh new songs of praise and worship written by Pastor Rick's amazing Saddleback worship team. Album hit number 5 on iTunes and sold out of physical CDs on the first day of release. But don't worry, we just received a new shipment, so feel free to order as many copies as you want. That's this entire 8-message audio series, Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer, on CD or downloadable MP3s, plus the brand new music CD titled First. As our thank you for your financial support, call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get yours. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com with 2 R's in the middle. Thanks so much.
Once again, here's Rick.
Fathers, do you want your kids to worry about, are we going to have enough to eat? Of course not. Caring dads take care of those needs. They care for their kids. Even though we are imperfect, sinful, and often quite selfish, I care that much about my kids. I want them to have enough to eat and enough to wear. And God says, now look, if you being imperfect care about those things, don't you think that I, who am the essence of love, the only reason you're able to love is because you're like me, made in my image? I am the essence of all love. Don't you think I'm constantly thinking about your needs? I love you that much. You see, the point is this. Whenever we begin to doubt the love of God, there's a warning light. It's called worry. Worry is the warning light, bomp, 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 that you have forgotten how much God loves you. Worry is the warning light. You've stopped realizing how much God cares. And we always get into trouble when we doubt God's love for us. Some of you really struggle with worry. I had a guy tell me one time, said, Rick, you know, I worry so much. I guess I just don't love God enough. That's the reason I worry. I just don't love God enough. And I said, nope, you're wrong. You're way off base. You're dead wrong. The reason you worry so much is not because you don't love God enough. The reason you worry so much is you don't know how much He loves you. Because if you knew and felt how much your Heavenly Father cares compassionately, constantly about you, you'd have to love Him back. If you don't love God, it just means one thing: you don't know Him. You can't help but love a God who loves you. And the more you understand how much He loves you, the more you fall in love with Him. And if you feel distant from God and you feel God is a million miles away, it's because you don't understand the kind of caring Father He really is. It's the first step to inner peace. Now, God is not only a caring Father. Number two, He is a consistent Father. That's really important, especially when everything's changing around us. He is a consistent Father. He will never let you down. He can be counted on. He is dependable. He is reliable. He is worthy of trust. James 1:17 says this: every good and perfect gift is from the Father. That means everything in your life that's good, God gave it to you. Even the air you're breathing right now, everything you have is a gift from God, including your life. You wouldn't even be alive if God hadn't given it to you as a gift. Everything in your life is a good and perfect gift from God the Father, who does not change. Circle that. He does not change like shifting shadows. He is an unchanging, consistent Father. Now, human fathers, we're often unpredictable. And some fathers are actually quite fickle. I've talked to teenagers who said, you know, growing up, I never knew how my dad was going to treat me. I never knew if he was going to be silent or violent. I never knew how my dad was going to react, or I never knew whether he was going to hug me or slug me. I never knew if he was going to take me in or reject me, whether he'd accept me or he'd reprove me. And it just left me feeling very confused, because my father was so fickle, depending on whether he was drunk or tired or thinking about something else or watching a game or whatever. I just couldn't depend on him. Inconsistent fathers produce insecure children. But the thing about God is He's not moody. Your Heavenly Father is consistent. He never has a bad day. He never has a bad hair day. He doesn't wake up on the wrong side of the bed. He doesn't wake up grumpy or grouchy. He doesn't say, you know, I really had a tough night. Who could I zap today? God just doesn't walk around going, man, that really ticks me off. No. He is a consistent Father. He is not moody. He is not fickle. And one of the things I can count on is that God always acts the same toward me. Look at this verse, 2 Timothy. Even if we are faithless, He remains faithful, for He cannot disown Himself. That is such a profound verse. I want us to read it aloud together. Even if we are faithless, He remains faithful, for He cannot disown Himself. Now, we know that the world is changing. In fact, the world is changing faster and more than ever before. Everybody agree with that? It's changing more than ever before. It's changing faster than ever before. Years ago, Alvin Toffler wrote a book called Future Shock, in which he said that in times of rapid change, people need what he calls islands of stability. They need an anchor, a spiritual, emotional anchor to hang on to when everything else is flying off the wall. When everything else is up in the air, you need something in your life that absolutely never changes. To set your anchor in for the anchor of your soul, you need an island of stability in order to handle the stress. There's only one problem. Friends, on this planet, nothing lasts. Nothing. Nothing lasts. No relationship lasts. No wealth lasts. No health lasts. No job lasts. No economy lasts. No nation lasts. Everything on this planet is temporary. There's only one thing on this planet you can count on that is not ever going to change, and that is the consistent, caring love of your Heavenly Father. So if you want to make it through the next few years and the tough times we're getting ready to go through, you better put your anchor into that. If you put your trust in another person, they're going to change. If you put your trust in a job, it's going to change. If you put your trust in your wealth, your bank account, it will change. Anybody want to give a testimony? If you want to put your trust in yourself, you're going to change. You are going to change. There's only one thing that won't change: God. Our Heavenly Father, who is consistently loving, consistently caring, consistently compassionate. He says this: God will never go back on His promises. You know, this is an amazing thing. When you look at all of the different religions, and they're all man-made, God, we're not talking about religion. We're talking about our intimate relationship with God. Every religion is man-made. And in all man-made religions, God is fickle. God is moody. God has to be appeased and pleased. And whether it is we've got to sacrifice a virgin, or we've got to follow this eightfold path, or these 10 steps, or these commandments, or we've got to do this and look this way and bend that way and pray this way and on. And we've got to appease God because God is moody. All the way back from Greek mythology, where the gods are fickle today, and so we've got to please them and appease them. But that's not the true God. God says in His Word, Malachi 3:6, I, the Lord, do not change. It's the only thing that doesn't change. Culture changes, opinion changes, science changes. God doesn't change. Now, the Bible says this: God will never go back on His promises. Do you know the greatest cause of resentment and rebellion in children? The number one cause: broken promises. But Dad, you promised. But Mom, you promised. And it causes rebellion and it causes resentment, broken promises. But God keeps His promises. I never go back on my promises. He says you can count on it. Look at the verse in the back of your outline. My God is changeless in His love for me. He is caring and He is consistent. Now the problem is all of us grew up with inconsistent fathers. I am an inconsistent father. Everybody is inconsistent. And as a result, that creates these insecurities in our lives. The first word that every little baby learns in the Middle East is the word Abba. Abba is the most intimate form of the word for father. It means Abba, Papa, Dada, Abba, Daddy. This is the word in Aramaic that Jesus used when He says we are to call God our Father. Daddy, Abba, Papa. The most intimate form of closeness, very intimate term That's how personal God wants you to be with him. Call me Daddy, Abba. You know, now that my kids are having their own kids, they asked me what I wanted to be called. Did I want it to be called Grandfather, Granddaddy, Grandpa? And I said, Papa. Why? Because kids often learn to say it before they even say Mama. Papa. It's so easy. It just rolls off the tongue. Now Kate chose Grammy. Shoot, I was 9 before I could pronounce Grammy, you know? But Papa, as a baby, I mean, you know, you're learning that before anything. Papa, Dada, Mama, Abba. That is the term God says you are to call me. Even today, when my kids are grown and they call me up, the sweetest thing that I love to hear is, Hi, Daddy. 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 There's nothing greater than that. It's far better than the Right Reverend Rick Warren.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions that we didn't have time for, or you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with 2 R's in the middle, .com. You'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. As you may know, Pastor Rick's Daily Hope is a listener-supported ministry. It's your prayers and financial gifts that make it possible for this broadcast to continue going out to a world that desperately needs to hear about the hope found in Jesus Christ. We are so very thankful for each and every prayer and gift you send. That's why today, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we're going to send you a box set of this entire 8-message audio series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. It's our way of saying thank you for your support. But that's not all. We're also going to send you the brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, featuring 6 fresh new songs of praise and worship written by Pastor Rick's amazing Saddleback worship team. This album hit number 5 on iTunes and sold out of physical CDs on the first day of release. But don't worry, we just received a new shipment, so feel free to order as many copies as you like. Again, that's this entire 8-message audio series on CD or downloadable MP3s, plus the brand new music CD as our way of saying thank you for your financial support. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to request the complete 8-message audio series and the music CD. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. And thanks in advance for your support. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
You know, I like to share letters from people like you who are listening to Daily Hope. Let me read one from a guy named Lee who lives in Chicago. Dear Pastor Rick, I was introduced to Daily Hope this year, and what a blessing it's been to my life. I've listened almost every day since. You've helped me in ways that I've never been helped before. I'm divorced. I've made many mistakes in my life, yet I always have had some sort of connection with God, even though I never really truly walked the line as a true disciple. But I want to thank you for taking the time that it takes to produce Daily Hope. I'm somebody that, regardless of the distance, you're helping in far more ways than I can explain in the simple email. I'm now attending a local church. That's great. And I met a wonderful Christian woman. That's great. That God has put in my life. And I'm gaining ground on a much brighter and more powerful relationship with God. I had to share this with you and thank you for all you're doing and how you're impacting my life in positive ways as you do for so many others through Daily Hope. Thanks, Lee. Well, thank you, Lee, for writing. I want you to know your note made my day. Means a lot to me to know that these broadcasts are helping normal people out there just like you and like me. And I'm really glad you found a local church where you can meet with other believers and find support and encouragement in your walk with Christ. Daily Hope is never meant to be a replacement for a church family. Nothing can replace a church family. Thanks again for listening today, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our Daily Hope.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please write him at rick@pastorrick.com. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.